Yeah, Brett says, and of course you can listen to the show on the podcast. Brett says here, Brandy and Vossi, I'm forwarding your podcast of today's show on to all of my sports keen mates. It's a must listen today's show. Well, Brett, I appreciate the sentiment. We certainly, Brandy and I appreciate the sentiment, but it's all thanks to our listeners today. You know, it's not me and Brandy talking about our experiences. It's listeners opening up and helping others. And you know, that was our intention at the top of the program, but we didn't know whether anyone would feel comfortable coming online.
No, but we've had countless, and a lot that we haven't been able to get to as well, Vossi, on the text line, just very quickly telling us about their experience and that they sought help, and thank God that they did. And so there's so many that we haven't been able to get to. Mick says, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. And that's so true, Mick. That is so true. No one really knows about the battles that individuals are fighting inside their own mind. That's why we are so fragile, because when something goes wrong, it's easy to fall into that dark hole, and that's when you need to make sure that you seek help. Be kind always, says our text. It's all good stuff. It's all relevant.
Thanks for this one too, boys. Long time listener. You guys, like others have said, you keep our days bright. You maybe don't understand that, but thank you. Well, yeah, Brandy and I feel blessed for the jobs that we have, both at SEN and Fox. I mean, yeah, doesn't feel like work really, but today is tough. But it's the listeners that make this show so good, you know, so good to be part of. And today has been something really extraordinary at 13 and a half minutes to nine. What have we got? We've got Charlie Goodsir. Got Michelle Bishop.
Okay.
Sports update. Do we spin the wheel? Who comes first? Do you want to spin the wheel?
Is Charlie ready to go?
Charlie's ready to go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Now it's time for the Guru Sport. Charlie Goodsir. What's up,
Charlie? Charlie gets one run a week. Michelle's three times a day.
Ben, so our producer, said there's listeners in Queensland that have never heard this segment before, so this is a bit like a bolt out of the blue. And Ben said, explain this segment, and I said, pineapple. Charles Goodsir, you have three topics from the world of sport that you've extracted that we may not have heard of. Let's go. Let's hope for three ball terrors.
Yeah, good morning. So the first one is in relation to baseball, and it's around food, as I see you eating a banana. You might not want to be eating during this because you might not like what you hear.
No,
so the Kansas City Royals have introduced their new burger that you can eat at their ball games. And it is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, pulled pork, sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, and bacon all wrapped up in one delicious treat. Would you be game to eat that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't mind bacon, but the American fascination with bacon, it's like bacon cures everything. Bacon would cure monkeypox. Bacon cures COVID. I mean, bacon, bacon, bacon. Bacon candles. Might make a bacon candle.
Yeah, I'd give it a crack. Yeah, I'd give it a go. If I was at a baseball game, yeah, only just for interest's sake.
Like George Costanza eating the and all over the face. And Seinfeld reference. Number two, Charlie. Good sir, what's up, Charlie?
Number two, so the rapper Jack Harlow has been in Australia and he's jumped on the bandwagon of a number of teams. Yet, if you're a fan of your team, you might not want Jack Harlow to be sporting any of your kit because he's on a bit of a cursed run at the moment. So he was first spotted wearing a Fremantle Dockers bucket hat at one of his concerts. They then lose their next game. He then went to perform at a concert where he met up with the Penrith Panthers players afterwards. They then lost their next game to the Parramatta Eels. He was spotted wearing a Melbourne Demons polo. They lose to Collingwood the next week. And then he was spotted wearing a Western Bulldogs beanie. And then they lose the next week. So you do not want him to be wearing your team's kit.
All right, Jack Harlow. Brandy area is on the bus. Last one, Charlie.
Last one quickly. In the Little League Championship in America, a Texas East pitcher accidentally hit one of his opponents in the head for Oklahoma. He was okay, but then in really nice scenes, the Texas East pitcher, he was crying. He was pretty upset that he hit an opposition player, and that player went up to him and just consoled him and made sure that he was okay and said that he was doing great and he was fine. So lovely to see some sportsmanship going on in the Little League Championships.
That's had over 20 million hits. It's had millions and millions of hits, that video. Charlie Goodsir, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Go on with your day, Charlie Goodsir. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.